Blog Talk Radio.
Pretty good. I do have a few other people out there that's working around and doing a couple things. So when Dave goes up to the chassis shop, you can see Dave or whatever, and we're gonna find out about what's gonna need and what we're gonna work from there. We're gonna get whatever we gotta do. As of everything, all the rest of it, the whole body is all, everything is taken care of. The paint is already, the clear, the sealer, the primer, all that is all taken care of, and the labor is going to be taken care of. That's already done. That's already paid for right now as we speak. So, like I said, it's going to be done. We're going to do it. The only problem is going to be hold up to making sure the chassis guy got everything that says everything is good. That's all we're going to be worrying about. Once we got that, the cosmetic thing is nothing. Right now, I just want to make sure little Dave is safe and everything, so we're going to push it. We're going to try to push it on through. It's going to be interesting, don't get me wrong. It's going to be tight, but we got a deadline we want to meet, and we're hoping and praying. And it seems like everything should be able to work, but we can't say anything yet because I don't know what we'll say about, I can't tell. But when they put it on a jig and everything, we'll know more. So he told me 2 weeks from now that thing goes there and we'll go from there. If everything all said and done, that car will be back out in March. That's what he planned on doing. If I get the car back, all I need is 3 weeks and we can do what we got to do. We'll put everything to the side and do what we got to do. There's a lot of guys that are willing to try to help out every which way. So I want to just tell everybody thanks, whoever did whatever they did, and that's it. We're going to move on. Every week I'll come on here, and I will tell you how far we got, what we did, and everything else, or what we got, and we'll work from there. I don't know what to say anymore. It's just one of the things you guys will pull together, and that's it. Certain things just ain't made to go out arguing over and getting fussy over something stupid. So that's why I don't want to get involved, and I'd rather not just have it. Just leave it like that. Nobody got to worry about saying if anybody's at the gate or if somebody's going to make money or whatever. Now you ain't got to worry about anything. It's getting taken care of. So no, none of this talk. It's sickness sometimes when you hear people go back and say something else, something stupid. So better off this way, and that's it. But if you want to see Dave and you want to do anything or have, go ahead and see him yourself and take care of it, and that's it. That's all I can say. We're going to work with it. We're going to get it done. We also got some up-and-coming events. I've been talking to a couple people already. Matter of fact, I don't know if Dexter's on here or not. If he's on here, I want to make sure. Let me see. What the heck is he at? Dexter, hit the one button. Let me see if he's on. I got to see. Wow, don't tell me this thing's acting up again. Let me look for his number. So I'm going to let him tell you what we were thinking about, what we're doing. Let me see. Oh, boy. I had a few things I wanted to do. And I had some ideas, and I know he had some ideas what he wanted to do, and I offered what I want to do for one day for me. I didn't even run across, but I know it's going to work the way I want to do it. It's going to happen in the summertime, one of the summer days out there. I'm going to do it for the races, and I'm going to actually have a thing where it's the car and driver will be free to come in the track. As long as you got a trailer, you got the car and trailer, you can come in the track and race and have the car to race in for free. That's going to be at Fayetteville. In the summertime, this summer, I'm going to actually do it. It's going to be my appreciation back to the races, giving something back. And that'll be a car and driver. That's what I wanted to do. Not a daily car. It's got to be a car that you're going to come in on the track and race. That's what they're going to be doing. Anybody that comes in with the car, that's automatically the driver in the car. That's how it goes. They will be free for that day. That's what I wanted to do for something to give back. I want to do Appreciation Day. That's what I want to do. So I'm going to actually have something back. Not looking to make anything, but trying to turn around and give back something to everybody, make sure everybody gets something. I know sometimes people go, well, why he didn't do nothing for me? But he did it for him. you know, and that's how it is. And I'm going to tell everybody so they don't have any ill feelings, anything. What I did out of my heart. Dave is a friend. It's not even about I turned around something else. It was about something personally. And I would have did it again. I don't care what it was I would have been doing for Dave. I know I hear somebody, well, this guy wrecked his car. Listen, I did this for Dave out of my heart, out of my pocket. And that's why I'm doing it now. It's got nothing to do with anything else. I'm just letting you know. Nothing to do with Larry, nothing to do with anybody. This comes out of my pocket. So that's what I'm letting everybody know. And it's a few people I did help along that, and their friends, that, and I don't even have to call their names. I don't have to say anything. And they don't owe me nothing at the end of the day. I know a couple people were talking about a couple guys that I tanked their cars. Yes, I did. But you know what? I decided to do it out of my heart. So it don't matter. So don't count my money or whatever. Don't count what I do. You know, if you decide you want to do something, hey, you feel like you want to do something for somebody, go for it. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, not all the time receiving, at least give out something back. And show them my appreciation to a couple people out there. That's my way of showing. Not all the time it's about money. Sometimes it might be a barter, something might be anything what I do. But I make sure I take care of mine. And that's all to it. So I know people try to stick something out there like, oh, well, this person can't do this, he can't do that. Not one of my guys ever can say that I told them that. I don't care who it is, and you can call any one of them up, any one of the cars. And I already heard a couple stories because you do got people out there that's just so stupid and sick that they got to spread a rumor that somebody can't do this, they can't do that. Well, I can call any one of the guys out here, my friends Extreme. I could call Willie Dog. I could call any one of those guys. You can ask any one of them and ask them, did I ever tell them that they can't go and do something? They can put it out there and they'll tell you off the bat, never. But that's a friend. And so, like I say, like Extreme, they know how I am with them, and regardless, they're friends for life. You know, some people, oh, why you do something for them? Don't worry about that. We're friends. It don't matter. You shouldn't have to worry about finding and asking anything. Find you a good friend like that, and then you'd be feeling the same way. There's certain people that you just turn around, and that's your friend for life. That's it. You know, I consider the Extreme team like a family. I consider Dog as a family. I consider Jason as a family. I consider Dave as a family. And that's how I'm going to do it, and I'm going to keep doing it. Nobody's going to change what I do. I take care of family. That's how it is. And they take family to actually take care of me. A lot of times, a lot of people don't know that half the times that I might, if I'm sick or whatever, they guys look out for me. They don't know half of the story. Not to be even have to tell you the story. But some people got to be putting it out like a bunch of washwomen thinking that somebody's claiming those guys or whatever. I don't claim not one of them. I don't care. They do what they want. They race what they want, and that's it. I like to see them on top at all times, and that's it. It's just something about it. And when I go out, if I happen to go to North Carolina, and there's been many times I have been to North Carolina that a lot of people don't know, and say, man, you were out there? Yeah, I was out there. Guess what? I was hanging out there with my family. It don't have to be blood family. You just don't realize that I call them family. And the same thing when I go out to Piedmont. It's open arms whenever I go out to Extreme with them, whether they go to the shop or whatever. That's family. That's what they're going to always stay like that. Whether it's Austin, Rico, Baby Girl, any one of them, Bebe, I consider them just like a family. And if I was to go out in Jersey, it's the same way. There's certain people that out there I consider family. You know, so don't fool yourself about it. A lot of people are, oh, you got this, you ain't got that. Don't worry about it. I got my shit legit. There ain't one thing out there you can tell me I ain't legit. That's it. So that being said, I don't care how it is, what people say. All I know is I know I can prove my facts whenever somebody want to say something, want to challenge it. And that's anything. And that's that I'm not worried about. As long as I take care of my household and my mother and father, I'm good. I can do whatever I want. So that's how I feel about a lot of stuff going on, a lot of hearsay. And these guys, if you turn around and just mind your own business, you'd be better off than turn around minding somebody else's. And the racing world can be much better. Keep it racing, and you'd be more happier. That's all I can say. So I'm gonna open up this mic because I'm gonna tell you because there's a couple things that I had ideas what I want to do, and same thing with Larry T. I got to talk to him a little bit. We have figured out something because we're always trying to turn around and do something towards race. My whole thing is how you can turn around and bring people back together. It's not, and I hate to say it, but it's a lot of people that don't want to see you together, don't want to see stuff go smooth. They got to be the first one to go throw something in the wrench. Can't let nothing go smooth, and it's not right. So I like to pull away from the negative. So basically, when I seen something that wasn't right, that's the reason why I said, I'll fix Dave's come on. Don't even worry about it. And that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to open up this mic right here and let it be known. 910-1058, your mic is open.
Hey, what's you know, Joe?
What's going on, Dexter?
Oh, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. I caught it. You tell in what you're saying about that family there. That's the big deal right there. That makes a big difference. Sometimes I see a lot of these fly-by-night promoters and stuff, they cater to the wrong people. I mean, you know, to certain people. I say certain people. I can say about you, you cater to the spectators, to the fans, to the people that loves racing. And that's what makes a difference. There's a recipe to all this, you know. And people think by just looking at what you're doing or what name you use on a certain event, they think that's the kid. They think that's the gimmick, but it's not. It's how you treat people, who you catering to, how you treat people, and so forth, you know. Just like you and I were talking, and things that I'm doing, like this Freaky Friday, I decided I'm gonna try to get every. Things are steadily changing. You got to look at the economics of things, and you see how you know, see or you know you see. I just sit back and watch. I do a lot of watching and look at things. I look at stuff on, I mean, shows on videos and stuff like. I mean, you know, on live feed and all that. You can look in the stands and stuff and things like that. You can tell a big difference of things, you know, as far as participation from the fans and stuff. And it's not that a lot of them don't want to be there and they don't love the races. It's just that they can't afford it, or they can't afford to come and bring their kid, their teenagers, or what so be it, or whatever it is. So just like you and I talking about doing next year, as far as doing a special event, you know, where we could make it something like an appreciation. We're working on. I don't want to say nothing right now, right? And then we'd be held to it, you know. That you know, y'all said y'all would do this, and you didn't. But we're working on it. This Friday night on my Freaky Friday, I'm just going to charge $10 per car. So that should give, like, the teenage, not the teenage, younger people, whatever, they want to bring their girlfriends, or let's say a racer wants, he might come on a duty and have four people in there, we're still going to charge $10 per car per truck. Now, I think this is anything that we can do to get more participation, that'll help out the fans, that's what I'm aiming for. That's what you and I talked about also. And so, that's what one thing that we're doing. I think I've been getting a lot of positive feedback from it. Of course, you have to break it down to some people, and they still just stuck on just being negative. But, you know, I just can't. I don't know how to break it down before. They're just dead set on being negative. You know, I just don't respond.
Now, I'm going to say, Dexter, you know what happened last time when I did the show, and I remember the first one at Capitol. And how they said we need to talk, and basically what we need to talk about. This is the promoters. You're messing up the game. I'm messing up the game. The game was, and it's just I'm letting all you spectators, and all you race guys know right now. Every last one of you guys out there. That's what I was told. I made it $100 a person to get into the shootout. I paid $3,000 to the winner, $1,000 to the runner-up, right? Of course, it was $4,000 pot. That's what it was. But the guys didn't have to pay much, $100. Figure the eight cards how it was. It was only $800 what they gave me. Figure how much what the whole purse was, $4,000. That means I had to come up with $3,200 out of my pocket. So I had to make sure that they get $3,200. And as though it be it, one of the cards broke, right? They made a couple passes and broke and asked me what could I do for them. Could I help them out? I know I gave them this money back. So basically, honestly, tell you the truth, I ended up paying $3,300. That's what happened. That was at Capitol, the first time we ever did it with me and Larry T. And I remember a guy told me, you sure you want to do something like that? I said, I want to. I didn't mind. I said, finally, some of the racers should be able to get back something, get a chance to get something back. They banded against me and tried to say I should have had, for eight cards, each guy should have put $500 in. I said, no, that's not right, because if they put $500 in, that means they're paying for it. What am I doing? I'm not doing anything. I'll be pimping them along. So I didn't go for what they went. So I guess since I didn't go the way they went, I was like an outcast. You know, so I get pot shots, you know, at you because you're doing something that you're not supposed to. Now you're making somebody. Look, whatever they do to do their show, I don't knock. I just do mine my way. I don't knock anybody how they do their show. Whatever they do, they do. I got no problem at all. But I run it my way. I'm not trying to get quick rich or whatever you want to call it. And so be it. That's what how I meant to say. When I said I wanted to do it, I wanted to do it. Now, when we had a group, I just have to tell you guys, everybody on here right now, when we shot that movie deal, everybody's on here that's listening right now, there was a group that all of us was involved. Everybody that was involved, and when I tell you everybody, even Short Dog can get on here and tell you, everybody chimed in for the money to go, to try to get these hit guys. If anybody wants to ask, you can look it up online or you can call the people yourself. The ones that shot the movie deal was that shot The Wire. That's who did it. Ask them how much they charged for to do this thing for us, and you'll see. But it was all about trying to get our guys to finally get to see themselves on TV. Of course, you turn around and I don't know if you ever guys ever watch, you see a movie, say, oh, they put us to shoot a movie, but it don't come out for a year later, but it's already up. It's got to go first and go to California. Then they got to go and this one's got to take it, that goes to the lawyers, the whole crap. Now, I would love to have seen it come right up right away. But you also had some people that were trying to block it. You also had some people that turned around and didn't do the right thing like Street Outlaws did. When you go to Street Outlaws, you have to sign a closure that you cannot speak about what happened on the race. You can't tell anything and you can't tape it. Well, it was very hard to do that right now because all people, everybody that was there, wanted to film their car. But I'm trying to tell them, if you already seen the movie already, a lot of times nobody wants to do it. So it's just like getting a bootleg movie. It hurts you. They won't go and go watch the real movie now. And that's where it went down, for some of the stuff went across the internet, Facebook, and they're showing it. And then once they seen it, they're like, well, this is already on the internet, so why we want this? Even though you edited it and did the whole thing, people out there, talk about what happened. I can't tell you about the season. Even they know what the season opener is going to be. They shoot it this season, but it don't come out the next. But they ain't going to tell you what happened. So you don't know who won or whatever. And that's why they're so successful. Now, a lot of times our guys don't understand that, but they can go there with them and they will listen. And that's the only difference between us And we got some good stuff out there and some good races that went down that is unbelievable, that nobody could believe. And the shot, the camera angles, the whole bit, everything was good. You know, and I mean, there was top quality stuff. The money was spent. We did what we had to do. But anytime you turn around and you don't, you know, listen to what everybody else is trying to do, and then you don't know what the real thing was and who put the money out, you know, it's sad. That's the problem. There's a lot of people out there that put money out, and it's basically all we can say is, you know, we tried our best to get it out there. It's still there. That's a lot of money that's just sitting out there in California, sitting there. We got the lawyers, got everything. If anybody ever want to go look, feel free. Like I said, the people that shot the wire is the ones that did it. So all you can do is just look it up. They have the whole quota, how much it costs for you to do it and everything. When you find out, then you go back and you can talk. So nobody made a dime off anything. Not one dime. All that came to pay for the movie thing. But in order to make it so the races, our races, got to see themselves. That's what it was all about. Everybody that band together that went to go do it, and I'm when I tell you all the way down to Kenny Ferguson, everybody that helped out, that was great. Everybody, it was not just one person. It was everybody. So a lot of people think it just was two people that was in charge of that, like me, Larry Team. No, it wasn't. You had Larry Butler. You had Lee Bird. You had every last one of those guys all involved. They all came together. And it ended up being a nice show and everything. Don't get me wrong. Things were shooting all good off and everything. And still it might come off. But, you know, it's this cooperation and pulling together, not pulling them against each other. And if we do that, you can move forward. But when you're fighting amongst each other and acting crazy and trying to turn around and badmouth this one, saying this one no good, that, I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. I heard so many stories, it's crazy. But, you know, sometimes you don't, you know, you just try to let it go over. You kind of like don't want to go. Some people going to believe what they're going to believe. And that was one reason why I had to get on the show last night and dog show and clear that up. Because a lot of people didn't know that Pro Stock Joe did apologize about what he said about me. And it is. It's done. I don't even say anything no more about it. These guys didn't realize. And it is what it is. I can walk away. I did. And that's it. I'm done. But don't turn around and be behind my back. Somebody's going back and saying something different. So I had to turn around and clear my name. And Pro Stock Joe was on the phone too. And, it was nothing I said wrong. And that's it. Whatever it is, he said sorry, and that's it. I'm done. So you won't hear me. I just say this on my show this last time, but you ain't going to hear me say anything else. You ain't hear me say nothing about it no more. I'm done with it. I'm moving on, and that's it. And like I said, you know, when Joe does his stuff, he does his stuff. I wish him the best of luck, too, and that's it. You ain't going to hear me up there saying badmouth the guy, and I didn't badmouth him back then on the thing. Even though he had said something, it was it what it was. I said what was said was wrong. I said I just wanted to clear it up and be done with it. And we never talked about it, but that's how I left it. Because that's it. I'm better off leaving, walk away, and not to be into an argument, nothing. He go his way, I go my way. And that's how it'd be a better thing, no problems at all. Not to say, like, you know, I can't work with him or anything. It's just one of those things that, we just keep our distance. We did. How can I say it? Sometimes you got to earn your trust back when someone does that. That's all. Nothing big, nothing bad, and that's it. So I'm moving on. I'm going to make things happen. I ain't going to stop. And like I said, I ain't broke my promise with nobody yet. Never did. It's going to take something real hard to make me break a promise. And like I just told Dave what I was going to do. I wish my oldest son was in here right now because I cut the deal with him already and took care of it already. That's paid for. One thing I told Dave, we got me and him in a little argument right now. I'm not painting that car black. I'm not going to keep it the same color. I want a difference. If I want to change it, I want to change the color on it. I want to make it look a different car. And that's the only thing that we got, the little thing. We got a little argument on that, but we'll settle it. Dave will go my way after I show him the cover. So we'll be good. We'll work it out. We're gonna get back. There's a lot of people back there, some good people back there. I'm not gonna lie to you, that turned around and gave Dave words, encouraging words, and everything. And a lot of people, you know, also said some bad words about him. And that's gonna be a poor part of life. So, you know, I mean, if you got something negative to say, it's not even worthwhile even fooling around. Don't even say anything. You're better off not saying it. Just keep it going. Keep it to yourself, you know. So that's why I just said, I talked to Dexter today, and I said, look, I want to do something. Think about somehow we can do something in the summertime, do an appreciation thing. Got all the property over there, and just go ahead and just do something really nice, just like we do the cooking. But we're going to just stand around and do something for the races. Anybody come with the trailers, car on the trailer, they get in free. Like, that's what I was wanting to do. You know, and we just keep it moving like that there. One day out of the year, just come on in there and let's say, hey, you got to turn around and go out there and run for free. You ain't got to worry about no tech card and everything else. You're going in there, and that's it. That's what I want to see. So that's what I'm going to call it, Appreciation Day, trying to get something. And I'm going to also talk about it to Larry and try to do the same thing over there too. Do one there, one here. You know, that's how it's going to be. And it's the same way, Dexter. This week coming down there, like I said, everybody said, well, Larry got the track, so Joey ain't going to do the cancel walk. Well, I started the cancel walk in Fayetteville, and like I said, I will end it in Fayetteville. They'll still go the same way. There's no change. We all family, and that's how I feel about it. I had a lot of people call me from down south and ask me about it, keep saying it. Yes, we will be doing it. Next week, we do the cancel walk. Also, we got a couple other things that going to plan on doing that day with the racing. Dexter, can you tell them what we're going to be doing?
Okay. Starting that Friday, we're going to open the gates up at 3 o'clock. We're going to do a free entry foot brake race, $1,000 per. We're going to have a fish fry with oyster roast. I told you I'll probably get some crab legs while they last. So you better get there early, but just something to have, you know, have fun. It's just getting so close to the holidays. I told Joe, I just want to do something, you know, just something for us, just to have some fun. It'll be the last time I see most of you guys until next year, until March or what, so be it. So Joe and us, we want to do some cooking and like we usually do and give away some prizes and stuff, you know, just getting the holidays. Pre-holiday spirit, I said. That Saturday, we're going to do a King of the South shootout. I'm getting the belts made now. I'm going to do a King of the South in, what is it, Joe, four categories? Let me see.
I think it's the motorcycle. Well, you got the motorcycle, small tie, and the big tie, right? That's it.
Yeah, in the street car. We're going to do a day. Yeah, the King of the Street. We're going to do King of the Street. This is going to be a quarter of a mile. The street cars is going to be a quarter of a mile. It's got to be a daily driver, working lights and all that stuff. So it don't matter if you tow it in or, you know, have to pull it in the trailer, but it's got to be a daily driver, street trim and all that.
So when you guys say street trim, this is what I want to make sure, because a lot of our guys don't catch on to some of this stuff, how y'all street trim is. Street trim, you can't have no side exhaust mufflers and all that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I just want to make sure so people know just how you can try to be able to ride it. You got to have as long as the pipes are coming underneath it, whatever, right? Mufflers?
Yeah.
All right? Okay, because right. I know a lot of times, these guys said, well, I got plates on it, you know, but, you know, you can't do that. Now, and it don't matter if you have a slick on it or a street tie, though. Or a drag radio,
no.
Right? Okay.
Right.
That's all I just want to make sure, because I want to.
Fiberglass.
you allowed to have fiberglass?
The hood and trunk.
Only the hood and trunk fiberglass. That's it. All right. Yeah. I know, you know, guys that say they got plates on them, but this is speed car. You know what I mean?
So you got to put your helmet up on the badge and all that, you know. So, you know.
Okay.
You
know. Now, do we have to have, this is what, another thing, because if people are asking me right now, texting me, does it have to have all the back seat in too?
I do. I think we do a back seat delete because you got Corvettes and stuff like that that run it. They don't have back seats.
Okay, so it doesn't have to have the back seat. Okay. All right, so you guys heard that. So we're going to.
Yeah.
Well,
we won't crown it. That's going to be a little fun. Our fun for the for this end of the year. Next year in March, we make that one even a bigger deal. King
okay,
of the South, North Carolina, King of the
South. Yeah, I got to make sure that what was it? Let me look it up. I just had a girl just hit me. Yes, I will have a pocketbook. I'm gonna put a pocketbook out there. I think I'll go pick up something for you guys. I'll make sure they get a chance. Oh, what about the bumper? James, is that you on the thing now? Or are you trying to call me? Let's just see. What about the bumper? Can it be a fiberglass bumper? Hey, Dexter, they asked me about that.
Yes.
Can it be a fiberglass bumper? Yeah?
I can't really say no because the new model cars have fiberglass and passive bumpers. Yeah, so that would, yeah.
Okay. James,
yeah.
You heard that one, right? So you can have fiberglass bumpers. So we're going to, at least he knows, I'm looking for this.
Yeah, it's going to be quarter mile.
Got to be quarter mile, though.
Right. Yeah, we're going to run quarter to the back gate. We're going to the back gate with the street cars.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, honestly, tell you the truth, any street car should be able to go quarter mile.
Right.
Any street car should
right.
be able to go quarter mile. That's how I look at it. You ain't
going
to go 8 miles.
Yeah.
And what else? We got to cover some bases. Yeah, I'll go pick up that. Yes, I'm going to go pick it up. Annie will be out there doing the pocketbooks for me. She just texted me, but asked me about it. So Annie will be out there making sure have all the pocketbooks walking around with that, and she'll do everything if anybody needs one of the tickets. We going to put any money in this pocketbook since it's the last hurrah?
500 at least we talked about.
All right, so we'll put $500 in the pocketbook, guaranteed $500 minimum in the pocketbook.
Christmas money.
Yep. Yeah, so some lucky person get the 500. Last time, I had a couple guys come up here from Maryland, and they won. They got the pocketbook. It was two guys that won the pocketbook last year. You know, one had the money and one had with the pocketbook, and he gave his wife the pocketbook and he kept the money himself. So ain't that right? Well, whatever, how you do it, you do it. You know, but just having the fun with it. And we're gonna work it out, that's all I can say. We're gonna give it all with this thing, and let me just look and see something. I know I had another thing I had to ask you. I'm trying to read down through on this here. And my little niece is pretty sick, so that's the reason why I'm trying to get this thing going on right now, because I got to go run up to the city, little Michael's Michelle. So I'm going through it right now with her. It's crazy. But that's why I'm just trying to make sure reading the text and trying to talk. But, yeah, so anything else Dexter? That's about it.
I think that's pretty much got it covered. I think
okay.
Some people want to know about the shirts and hoodies, or you'll have shirts and hoodies.
Well, yeah, they did ask me about it. I'm going to have, I'll talk to Larry up tomorrow. I will make sure they, more than likely, going to be hoodies, because I know a lot of people have been asking for the hoodies. And I end up making mine. I did a sweatshirt because I want one sweatshirt so I can be walking around with. So, and then have the hoodie later. So I know he might have the sweatshirts too, because a lot, everybody said, what did I get that from? Nobody wanted a sweatshirt before, but now they see the sweatshirt. Not even asking about the sweatshirt. So you ain't got to worry about the hoodie. You can just walk around with a sweatshirt and jeans or whatever. So everything else, though, so far so good. And but hold on one second, because I just make sure, because I keep seeing the thing was flashing back and forth, and I want to make sure I open that mic, and I don't want to leave nobody out. I always open anybody's mic. 914-8456, your mic is open.
What's up, Long Island Joe?
Hey, how's everything? How you doing?
All right, this is Howie.
How you doing, Howie? How's everything?
Good, good. I just have one question, because I've been hearing a lot of things. Is Dave's show canceled? Because I can't sleep, because I want the brew so damn bad.
Well, I canceled it because it was a lot of turmoil. It was a lot of things that said, and like I said, I didn't want to. I'm gonna be real glad I didn't want to do it, but so much stuff was going on with Sid, and everybody heard what I said I was doing, and regardless how I was doing it, I wasn't at the gate, like I said. So keep everybody from a minimum to start doing all this arguing stupid stuff. I'm not trying to make no money off the deal, anything. I said I'll take it over. I'll take care of Dave Carr myself.
All right, okay. All right.
I felt like this here, it was too much shiggity going around in the background. And you know how it goes, Howie.
Yeah.
You know,
I appreciate you explaining it.
You explained it earlier.
You don't have to explain it again, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I'm just the brew got away.
He got away. Oh, hey, let me tell you. Now, I'm just going to let you know, and I'm going to be real about it. A lot of people want to know, say a couple things. Like I said, we worked out a deal, a couple people that got a couple things. And like I said, I was doing ahead of time. I said I'm going to roll around a little bit in places that I can't go. I'm hoping to send a car there. You know, and that's why we're working a deal out with ourselves. We're actually getting working with this motor carrier thing and everything. And there's a couple cars that's going to be that we're going to have, whether it's big tire car, small tire car, nitrous car, motor car. And right now it's 20 in our camp that we got. And it's going to roll around a lot. And to say one thing right now, I can say exactly what he said. They said when he come out next year, nobody's safe in Mount Vernon. That's what he said. Now, I'm just letting you just to relay the message. He said nobody's
right,
gonna be safe. So I just said he's a part. Now don't get me wrong, he's one of the guys on in the camp that I end up doing. And
okay,
he wants to play. He made sure that I said. He told me to make sure I say that.
All right.
So he's coming out next year with a G-body. He said, nobody better say a word over there. I was like, oh, God.
Long Island Joe. I appreciate all that. I'm going to have me a Kit Kat bar.
Okay. All right, I appreciate you, and I appreciate the support, bro. I really do.
All right.
Really
no
do.
Problem.
I
I'm
appreciate
here. Okay.
It. Thank you,
all
guys.
Right.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, so, yeah. Well, that was a Nate, you know, Dexter, I know you heard about it. And he was calling out. Nate had told me, make sure I say that, you know. So I had to go out and say it. You know, that's what he said. Next year, nobody's safe over there. I was like, oh, boy. So he told me, make sure I put it out there, you know. I got another little G body coming out, little street car. I wish it would be ready to next week. June Harrell, I would have had him inside that street car shootout thing there, the little thing. But yeah, I think he's gonna be ready right away. But we got a couple things going on. I can call out names on these calls like crazy. But next year when March comes, when we roll in that gate, you're going to be surprised how many calls coming out there just representing on my behalf on what we're doing. Because I want to be able to, certain times I can't make certain things, but they can. So I want to spread it out a little bit. You know, that's what I was asking them to do. We wanted to do it this year, but it didn't work out because a lot of guys, cars wasn't ready. So what happened was their bodies didn't look good. They want to look good when they come out there, whatever. So I made a deal. I'm going to take care of you guys, make sure you guys looking good when you walk out. And that was the deal. And, Howie, you better get back on here. Nate just hit me up. Nate said, tell Howie, I'll go to Howie's ass next week at Fayetteville if he come out. So I just figured, let me just let you hear this one. I'm like, wow. He just texted me just a while ago. I think he must be driving a truck. So, but he definitely said that. So Howie, you heard that. You didn't really get away. He didn't really get away. He said he'll do it next week if you want, but it's up to you. You can call him or call me after the show when we get Nate on the phone. So that's funny. Oh man. And we got a couple small blocks on the show on us with the nitrous, and it should be an interesting year. And Jason, it might be saying goodbye. Might be saying goodbye to Superman call with the new call coming out. So. Yes, and I'm taking care of that one, too, painting that one. So anybody that wants to send that message out about that one, too, you go ahead. He is still part of our camp. So it is what it is, and he do what he wants to do. When he wants to race somewhere, he can go anywhere he want to go. So that's my gratitude to certain guys that have been dealing with me and helping me out for how long. It's like, my appreciation. So that's what I'm doing the last couple ones. I said I wanted to make a certain quota of how many people I wanted and get this thing going, get it rolling. I wanted to make it to Chicago, which can make it this year, but, this upcoming year coming in, starting in March, like I said, we'll have stuff going. And I actually wanted to turn around and have Dave done by March something. So that's our goal. We're trying to get Dave all finished. And, it is what it is. And to all these here guys out there that got something to say, something bad, just do it yourself if you think that somebody is so easy. That's all I'm just going to tell you. Try to help somebody else instead of turning around and bashing somebody else that's trying to do something for somebody. And, that's the bad thing. Ain't nobody gave me nothing. So what I do for heart and say here. Guess what? They return favors sometime and whatever. It don't have to be what you think. And for me, on the behalf of Dave, and I'll tell everybody what happened, and it ain't no big secret. I was going through something at the time, and Dave brought me. He doesn't know how much he made to me, what he did. I just never did tell him, but my gratitude, that's my gratitude to him. Being real about it. That's the whole thing. He just didn't know how much he made me feel better. One day somebody will be in the same thing, it's the same shoes I am in, and they'll know what I'm talking about later on. Right now, it's like, don't feel like talking about it because I'm not into it for that, but I'm just happy to turn around, have a friend to turn around and make me laugh and go on with, go on what I had to do. So that's what it's all about. So I'm not going to see him down, and that's it. I'm not going to, as long as I'm standing, he's going to be back on his feet. That's how I look at it. So he's going to be back, and it is what it is. So, Dexter, what do you think about the, can we get a pig out there? What do you think?
When?
I can do it Saturday morning. I'll go out there and do a pig early Saturday morning. I'll roast the pig early in the morning. You got your box, right?
Still got your box? Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we
why not go ahead? Why don't go ahead and do that? I know y'all don't come with the head, but you know what I mean?
I mean, I can't get it for the head, man.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Either one. When we get off the phone later on after we get off the show, I'll just turn around. We send down there and get a fresh one, get it all done. And we'll put that on there. While we got something, we go ahead and roast the pig out there and turn around and have a good time, you know, like we always
right.
do. You know, in the beginning
yep.
of the year, we do it. And in the end of the year, we always do it. So, you know, it is what it is. I ain't asking for nobody to give nothing up. Just go out there and have a good time. Come on over there and have some fun. And like I said, sometimes this might be the last time I be seeing somebody. And that's not saying bad things, but you'd be surprised. You say, wow, we just saw him last week and then passed him by because everybody's been leaving here left and right. So I can leave in a good note and seeing the person in good terms. So that's why I'm
in 2019.
Yeah.
Man, like I said, right here, we've been doing this for years. Like you said, we like family, so.
Yeah, and you can. And look, I can tell you right now, like I tell everybody, I know a lot of things that done went down and a lot of things that, you know, you just miss. You say, wow, man, I remember those things what we did and such a great time. And then you remember certain things that just was, man, you wish it never happened. You know, certain things that, I mean, I remember the guy, he used to cook right next to me all the time. And I could, when I was cooking, I looked to the side, you say, there he is. But now he gone, you know, and wasn't that old either. That was Mike's father there. I forgot.
Yeah, Mike's.
Yeah, and everybody
would
never
see him. Big Mike.
Yeah, Big Mike.
Yep.
Cooking the ribs over there.
Yep.
Doing his thing.
Yep.
You know. And then every time he was at the same spot, and that was good.
Yep.
Always playing around and never had a bad word to say to you. That was what it's all about. A lot of guys didn't understand that deal. People didn't understand. But I'm going to be going in a little bit because I have to turn around. I got to go down to the hospital for my niece. She's in pretty bad shape, so I can't deny her. And I'm just going to let a couple people get on right now, so I'm going to open up a mic real quick, and we'll go from there. Let me open this mic up right now. 516.
Oh,
shoot.
That's not like me.
What's
going
on?
That's not like you, Chad. 6,000. What's going on, man? I've just been listening to y'all talk. Everything's good, man. I ain't got no complaint. There's no sense of complaining. Don't nobody listen anyway.
No, that's
you know
true.
How you feel?
Yeah, I feel all right. You know, I just got to make
know.
Sure everything else is over here. You know, you know how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How you doing, Dexter? How you feel, my man?
Oh, everything's good. How you doing?
I ain't got no complaint.
Okay. That's a good thing.
I ain't got no complaint, bro.
Look,
just
look,
came
I
my wife just made me some good old dinner.
Uh-oh. Now,
so I just finished it up, and I said, let me, huh?
I'm going to tell you something. This is how I tell you how family is, right? How I feel about 50. He's just like family, too. I got in some trouble one time going head to toe, caught myself going out there trying to make it to the track. Trying to go up there and go catch the damn train. Me and my son together, and damn if he put these damn rims on and got the wrong lug nuts on the damn rim. The tire jumped off. I felt something. Boom, boom, boom. I looked to the left of me. I see the tire passing us. I said, what the hell? And then the car fell down on the road. It rode for a while on three wheels. And when she dropped down the road, I said, ain't this some shit. Now I'm going to miss the damn thing. Now I'm asking everybody how you get to the nearest train station. My wife said, well, I'll be there in a little bit. Don't worry about it. Go up there and try to make it. I said, man, I ain't going to make it. Next, you know, one thing turned around, and I called 50 and asked him about the nearest thing over there because he was close over there. He said, man, I'll be right there with him. I'll bring you. He said, where you trying to go to? I told him Penn Station. Was it Penn Station, right?
Yes,
sir. He said, man, heck with that. You ain't going to make it trying to go through there. Let me take you straight on in. I said, no, you're going to be right to the station. Before I looked around 50, don't turn around, I rode all the way over to Penn Station. You know,
that's right. You wanted me to take you to
then.
The train station.
Yeah.
You want me to take you to the train station. I ain't taking you to no train station. I'm going to drive you to 34th Street, right through the tunnel. What the hell are we going to drive you to the train station? That don't make sense.
Yeah, I was going to try to make it. And I'll tell you what, I had like maybe 2 minutes to spare, and I made it.
Mm-hmm.
So I always remember that thing. Like I said, I owe 50, you know, big time. Anytime something like that happens.
No, you don't
happens,
owe me nothing, brother.
You know,
Nothing but love.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really appreciate
you
it,
me
you know.
Nothing. I remember one time, I ain't going to put this on the radio, but I'm going to put it on the internet. I remember one time, I said, damn, Joe, I'm coming down to, I think it was Buds Creek. I said, can you give me a golf cart? Don't worry about the 50. I have one here waiting for you. It was sitting there waiting when I got there. So it's the same thing. Ain't no difference. You know, if I had to drive you to North Carolina, if I had the time, I'd drive you to North Carolina, my man. I ain't got no problem with that.
I appreciate it, 50. And, you know, all said and done, the 4th Street Posse used to have these shows, you know, like Christmas parties. I remember one year we decided I rented the bus. I made everybody get on this damn bus, flex everybody. We got on this bus. You know, I told everybody, just give me $20, half of what it cost on the bus. I don't care. I take care of the other half. We went down to the 4th Street Posse down there. Man, let me tell you something. I laughed so hard out there on the at the thing. Certain things that happened at the thing. Flex had me laughing out there on the floor, out there acting up. You know, everybody had a good time. Billy G, you name it. Everybody was on the way back home having a great time on the bus. Nobody had to worry about getting no seaweed, trying to make home. And it's all about now. You had a good time at the end of the year. And that's what I like about it. You can turn around and say, went out with a good note. So I'm going out with this one. I'm planning on this my last one. And so I'm going out with this one with a bang. Give away some.
Which one is your last one?
This is gonna be my last one for the year, so I'm actually gonna turn around and be next week in Fayetteville. Yeah, next weekend I'm doing my cancer walk and everything. Yeah, we're going to Fayetteville. Yep, we did a cancer walk and grudge and gonna cook and everything else. I just told him that we just started putting some other stuff together, so I'm gonna turn around and might as well put a pig out there while we at this too. Might as well. Ain't no need. Big a fish. Have some time, you know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
At 50, they had me one night. They had me so bad. Dexter and them. And also, we had, who was it? It was, oh, man. My man had me out there. Who the heck was it? From Maryland. I'm so brain dead right now, but. They had me trying out stuff, and we was eating fish out there, and they messed around and made me jam my toe out there. Now, I know you how you jam your toe. Your toenail ever break off inside it? Man, I was walking on my tippy toes out there, man. It was hurting so bad. They ended up giving me some old banana and some old orange and some apple pie. I didn't feel no pain on that foot. 3 days later, though, man, was
that foot hurt? That's why I had them on his tippy toes, that apple pie.
Look, that apple pie had me. I ain't gonna lie to you, it was good. But look, did I not cook that pig still in the morning? Y'all talk about I ain't gonna be there. At 4:30 in the morning, I was there, ready to roll. Let me start working on it. I was in there, and they thought I had.
Forky cooked that pig.
No, it didn't. I'm telling you, look, you know why Forky wasn't even there that year? I cooked that pig in that morning, and that's when Bay was up there crying, talking about I thought it was a casket I was bringing around and thought I was getting ready to bury somebody. When I pulled it out the back, he saw something white when I pulled it out the bag. He was peeping through the motorhome. I seen him looking. Because I had the lights from the car, you could see him. He was peeping, trying to see what the hell. And that's when he thought I was going around the corner and burying something. And it was the pig. It was pure white. And meanwhile, he came by there later on. Said, what you got there?
Hey, Joe.
But that was so funny. Yeah, he thought I was burying the body back there because I put wheels, you know, he got the wheels on it. I started rolling all around. And I just seen him. He wiped his eyes. You know, when I tell you he had me dying, if he tell you the story, he had you cracking up. He said, man, I thought Long Island Joe was trying to bury a body around there. But, you know, it was the pig that was in the box. They never seen that thing. That's why they call it the casket. That's why they goof off about that, you know. But it was all fun and games and laughing about it and carrying on. And then I said, I opened up the box and I showed them what was in it. They said, oh, man, okay. What? That's what it's all about, man. Little memories for the last one, and that's what I'm going to do. We're having some fun, and like the, they do have a couple other ones, and a lot of people don't know. It's a couple more events going out. I hope everybody can make a couple more there. There's some going up, and you got something out there in Gallant. They're going to try to, they're working on it. I don't know the whole specifics of it. But I wish them well on that, too. So they got that coming up November. It's like always they do it like we did it last year.
Yeah.
But this year, JC and Thomas and all of them, they're going to try to take it over from there. There's a good bunch of guys, and they're going to try to, you know, do it at Gallant. I wish them best. I hope everybody listens to them and what they're doing. So they're trying their best to go ahead and go for it. So I wish everybody come there and support them. You know, North will be in the house for sure. I don't know if the South will be there, but the North will be there. So that's what we all want to see, people start to come together. I don't got no time for the nonsense. And, Cynthia, I know you know, I didn't get to talk to you, but I canceled the show for Dave, and I'm just going to turn around and take care of whatever, you know.
Okay.
So nobody,
why is that?
So nobody say nothing. You know what I mean? It's easy to keep the peace. Sometimes you just don't want to hear it. You're tired of it. You know?
You're a better man than me, because I'd have went on and did my show and did what I was doing. Everybody always sit around and talk, but they won't even, you know, pitch in and help. They won't do their own thing, and this is why things don't go right, because everybody won't do it their way. You know?
Yeah, well. You know, it's just one of those things, and I just, I'm tired. So you know, sometimes you just tired of hearing the nonsense. You know, some people just don't know when to. You know, if you're trying to do the right thing, some people just don't want to see it happen. That's all. But it will happen. I promise them, I'll make sure it happens. But yeah, so if anybody's in the area, you know. Want to come on down? I see a lot of 910 numbers and everything else down there. 336 numbers. I see all those down here right now too. Make it on down. Have a good old time. I know we definitely gonna have a few cars that's coming with us. We're going down. We definitely looking for action. We do have a couple cars that are looking for action over here also. So we're definitely looking. And if you have a car that you're looking for action for, give me a call later on, because right now I got to close the show out because I have to be up there before they close the ICU. I got to get up there. I'm just going to have to turn and close the show with you guys right now, and I'm going to say good night and God bless, and I'll be talking to y'all next week, and I'll give you a progress report on Dave's call, because every week I said there's going to be something else done, something. I don't know what it's going to be, but it'll be something. So this week his one tire was bought. So
okay,
that was
well, you
one,
know what?
One radio.
I'm gonna buy a lug nut.
Okay.
You bought one tire, I'm gonna buy a lug nut.
Okay. Well, you bought a lug nut. I didn't buy the tire, so somebody else bought the tire. They don't want to be a little bit anonymous on what they did. They're saying because if they
what?
Turn around,
I don't blame
the sad part is. If it's sad for us, if one person do something for somebody, well, you ain't did this for me. Instead, it's not about that. It's not about that at all. And they're putting pressure on people, and I don't want to turn around. I understand. He told me, he said, don't say nothing. I got the tire. I bought the one slip or radio, whatever you want, whatever it costs. I'm buying that. And then somebody else can buy another one. But he want to be anonymous. So I understand. I hate to say it, but... You know, it is what it is. We'll work better.
I want to be anonymous too.
Okay.
I want to be anonymous too when I do something.
You
want
to be anonymous?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Man, I said, yeah, 50 bucks and pots for Dave Cobb. car. You know?
Mm-hmm. Doug, you know how
I want to stay anonymous, too. How about that shit?
Okay, so you want to be anonymous on the lug nut?
Yeah.
Is that what you say?
We're gonna
work it on through. We're gonna get it right. We definitely gonna get it right. You know? We definitely gonna get it right. All right, well hold on. I see one number just came up. Let me make sure before I close it off. 914-0471. Your mic is open.
That guy you're talking to on the phone. What's his job? Ask him what his job is.
50?
I don't know what guy you're talking about.
What conversation did we have a few months ago? What did I tell you you were in charge of when that car got ready?
I really forgot. I know one thing. I didn't need permission to do nothing. I know that.
I ain't got to call
and say, Dave, can I lock nobody in? See, I want to stay anonymous with this, man. You making me tell every damn thing, Dave.
All right, stay anonymous then. Ain't nobody said your name. You told on your damn self.
Hold on, Dave. No. You got to tell it now because you done messed up. What
I don't have
job?
To tell nothing. I don't have to tell nothing.
I
want to
know his
not,
job.
No. He buys lug nuts.
I'm only going to buy one for the
two. No, come on, Dave. What do you have in charge of? I want to know. We want to know now.
Nah, I can't tell you.
All right. I'm going to paint your car pink.
That's what he's gonna be in charge. He's gonna be in charge of sanding.
Come on now, what's he in charge of? Come on, let me know.
Come on, man. Come on, stop it. It's grudge racing. Stop it. You're telling people business. Stop it.
You're the one that if everything was all set to go. You gotta be talking so much.
Yeah, he went and said something. We want to know what we want to know now. Inquiring minds want to know.
Listen. I'm just letting the world know. Just like Nate said, next year. Well, I'm serving notice. Next year, Brand will be my promoter. Whatever he says, I do.
Yeah, I hear that, man. He put that over the radio. Yeah, I hear that shit. When I say don't nobody move, won't nobody get shot, don't move. Hey, Dave, if I say don't nobody move, won't nobody get shot, don't move.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
That's how we giving it up.
That's how I give it up.
And we still anonymous. How you like that hot shit?
All right. Well, at least we know now. So, but I'm about to get going right quick, you guys. So, I'll talk to you guys next week, and we'll get more progress on everything else next week. We get it moving. We're still moving. We got a lot more to do. So, I'm just trying to make sure I have everything all in order when we just get ready to just put the big puzzle together. So we are working on it, and it will be done. We are pushing for everything to be done. So I know what's going to happen. And Dave, they gave me 2 weeks from now, we got to bring it down to the shop. It's going down there. So that's what he gave me. He gave me 2 weeks, because we got to get together a couple cars out and then throw yours in there. We'll put it on a jig and check everything out and go from there.
And make sure we still can kill something.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, nobody move,
yeah,
nobody get hurt, nobody get shot.
No. Don't nobody get shot. Don't nobody move, don't nobody get shot. That's how it goes.
Okay. All right. Sounds good to me. Sound good.
And I ain't taking no hostages when I go. Everybody must bob on. I ain't taking no hostages when I go.
No hostages. We're leaving no witnesses.
Hey, it ain't gonna be but one testimony. That's gonna be 50. They're gonna say, "God damn, that goddamn Samara is a nasty bitch." Tell them, Dave. They're gonna say, "God damn, that Kamara is a nasty bitch." That's what they're gonna say. I don't know what they're gonna say. God damn it.
Okay.
You know.
All
right. But Joe Gray, we know you got this.
Yeah, go handle your business, Joe.
Yeah. Okay.
We know what it is.
Okay. All right, you guys.
If you need us, call us.
Yeah, I definitely will. No problem. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You got it, buddy.
God bless and everybody. Good night.
All right.
All right. Good night.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thank you.